This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As the Big K Morning Show, for a long time now, you've heard about affordable housing in the city. And we're going to do a reality check. Inclusionary zoning is what it's called, a housing strategy to increase Pittsburgh's supply of affordable units that would require portions of new housing developments that there is a percentage are affordable to low-income residents. What does that actually mean? We are joined by, I consider somebody who's a visionary, who has been for many years in our town, from Walnut Capital. Todd Reedbord is with us on our live stream. You can go to kdkradio.com and see Todd. Thanks to Metropolitan Window Company, and check out our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to see you.
I'm going to rely on you to kind of frame this for people listening so that they understand what's going on here, because we're at an important crossroads. We hear about all this infrastructure and all the people they're trying to attract to our region and the effort to create affordable housing. But in the reality of what you do every day, where do we stand?
Well, again, I think the word affordable housing is a little bit of a misnomer sometimes. People... My dogs are barking. I apologize that at all.
No, that's okay. That what's your dog's name?
We have Thunder and Magic here.
Nice.
And they just finished their walk. Sorry about that. No, you know, affordable housing is a little bit of a misnomer because it's used by different people in different contexts. I think the average Pittsburgher, when they think of affordable housing, they think of good quality housing in neighborhoods that they want to live in, that they could own and buy and generate generational wealth. The technical definition of affordable housing that's sometimes used in these inclusionary zoning legislation is something different from that. It's rental housing. It's for people below a certain average median income, people that are in stressful situations, often have other issues with their ability to get a good quality job. They might have childcare issues. They might have mental health issues. They may have family issues. Those people need to be given lots of assistance, taken care of. But the sort of one-size-fits-all trying to push it on the private developers doesn't appear to be effective anywhere across the country. And I think that for some reason, the Gainey administration, the one that's going out of office now, doesn't understand that. I do believe that the new O'Connor administration coming in, the people that are surrounding Cory O'Connor, do understand that and understand that it takes more than just pushing the button, the easy button for affordable housing to enact inclusionary zoning.
That said, there have been many projects that have stalled because of this downtown and around certain neighborhoods. Is there a possibility they could find a way to, you know, help people who need help, but yet not inhibit construction?
I believe there is. I believe there are good quality solutions that involve not just the private development community, but we have great resources in this city. One, we have the Housing Authority. The Housing Authority of the City of Pittsburgh is a fine organization. It's set up exactly to do what we need, which is provide affordable housing for the people on the lower end of the income scale who need the most help. So we need to reinvigorate the Housing Authority, which I think the O'Connor administration is committed to do. The second is we have great developers in this city that do specialize in affordable housing and have the resources and the skills necessary to provide all the services that people that need affordable housing, including the social services. Groups like Action Housing, like Beacon Communities, they want to provide affordable housing. They can be incentivized to do that. We're market rate developers. We can do it. We're not good at it. It's not our business. We are better at providing housing for people that are moving here from other parts of the country or other parts of the world to, for some of the newer jobs that created. That's the market segment that we're in. But trying to combine those all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Together, in my opinion, has not worked in any other cities. When you look around the country and you see what other cities have done and failed, they have reached the same conclusion that I have, is that the only way to make affordable housing work is to use all the resources that you have, not to put the burden on just the private development community.
We're with the founding partner and president of Walnut Capital, Todd Reedbord. That said, do you think you can get the changes you need with the new administration quickly enough to move forward on your projects?
We really do believe we can. I mean, there's been this, you know, as we reported recently in the press, there was a lawsuit started by the Builders Association immediately after the mandatory inclusionary zoning was enacted. It's been stalled in the courts a little bit. The city has kind of dragged their feet, in my opinion, trying to argue sort of periphery matters. I think it's now before the court. I think that, you know, based on our understanding and our lawyers' understanding, that the ordinance as currently drafted by the city is unconstitutional and really doesn't work. So I'm believing that, you know, this can all be put aside. And when the new O'Connor administration comes in January, they can hit the ground running. One thing we know about Cory O'Connor, he's experienced. He knows what he's been around the city. He knows what works. He's been through the neighborhoods. He represented Hazelwood. He represented parts of Squirrel Hill. He knows what can work in this city. And I believe the people that will surround him can get going, and we can get these projects back on track, as well as providing the necessary affordable housing for the people most in need.
Yeah, and the lawsuit you referenced started in 2022, and want people to understand, you're talking about the Builders Association of Metropolitan Pittsburgh. That's more than 400 builders, realtors, developers, architects here in Western Pennsylvania. So that's a force. But as you also know, Todd, getting things through the courts is an additional challenge. But it sounds like we're coming close to some kind of solution.
We do believe so. Again, the people voted last May in the primary. They elected a new Democratic nominee who had different views than the current administration. We believe that's what most of the people in the city of Pittsburgh want and see the future of the city of Pittsburgh. So we're excited about that opportunity.
That said, for those that don't know, Walnut Capital has been around. And when I say you're a visionary, Bakery Square is kind of the crown jewel, but that's not the only thing you guys have done.
Yeah, we've been around over 25 years now. You know, we've created a lot of opportunities for new housing. We've brought a lot of new residents to the city of Pittsburgh. As you mentioned, Bakery Square, we have our AI Horizons conference coming next week, where we'll probably have 600 to 900 people there focused on AI and the economy of AI for the city of Pittsburgh, which, again, we think the future of the city of Pittsburgh is to grow. You know, one time we had 700,000 people in our city. We only have less than 300,000 now. So our challenge in my career going forward and for the city of Pittsburgh is how do we grow and how do we grow responsibly? And we believe the new AI economy is one of the vehicles where Pittsburgh can outshine all other cities in the country.
Yeah, and that's next Thursday and Friday at Bakery Square. Governor Shapiro will speak Thursday afternoon, Senator McCormick on Friday afternoon. And we kind of keep the momentum going from this $90 billion we hear will be spent in the state of Pennsylvania. So the future.
This is real investment. This is real investment. This is investment that creates jobs. This is investment that creates economic growth for everybody, for all segments of the economy. So we believe in this. We believe in the new economy for Pittsburgh. And we're very excited that our, you know, bipartisan support. We have our governor, Democratic governor, who we support very strongly. We have Senator McCormick, a Republican senator who lives right here in the city, just a few miles away from Bakery Square, who we support strongly. So when bipartisanship works in Pennsylvania, we think we can make it happen.
Todd, appreciate the time. Keep on doing what you do.
Thanks, Larry. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good to see you. That is Todd Reedbord, who is a founding member and president of Walnut Capital.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.